Blog Talk Radio.
Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
You're saying
yes.
Let's talk about
fine.
Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of her paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it any time he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how can they lose so goddamn always?
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is, there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only three categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation period ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yosemite?
Yeah.
Simmer down now.
Simmer down now. Welcome to Occupy Underground Radio, episode number 10. Can you believe we made it this far?
I think it was 9.5. I thought we were counting half.
Right, yeah, because that one episode. Oh, shit. Well, that's good.
Okay, 10 works. All right, 10 works.
Okay, we'll go with 10 then. We'll go with 10.
Okay.
Hello. Mary Stockton. This is you got Ben Pogue and Mary Stockton, and Corey will be joining us shortly. He's going to be joining us intermittently, depending on what location he is at. So we can expect to hear from him at some point. I just saw you a little bit ago.
So I noticed that you put pictures up instead of just our snazzy me, you, and Corey pick. I've seen that you put other pictures up as well.
I did. So if people are watching or listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, they will be seeing a slideshow. I could only do 5 pictures. And next week, I'm thinking porn. What do you think?
Porn?
Corn. Can we roll corn?
Corn? Like different
corn.
Types of corn? Genetically modified corn?
Yeah, and like fried
green beans. Corn? Mutant corn?
Mutant corn.
Mutant
you know,
corn.
Shooting laser beams out of the...
Cornhole?
Out of his cornhole.
I think that's a great idea.
We're going to have there'll be some mutant asparakeets flying around. I told Kiara tonight that if she drew me a really good asparakeet, I'd get a tattoo on me. So that's my
a parakeet?
Asparakeet. Asparakeet. It'd be like a blending of an asparagus and a parakeet.
A blending of asparagus and a parakeet. That's a weird creature, dude.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool. What do you think?
I can see it.
Yeah, I can see it.
A little asparagus head, beak, and feathers.
All right, so we
have a show tomorrow at Blackwater. Band
yeah.
My name. Just
yeah.
Lazarus, Soul Haven, and Cobra Effect, right?
Cobra Effect, right? That's got, what's his name? What's his name? And I got pictures of him on my Facebook page, and I'm always like, what's that guy's name? He used to be
a guitar.
What's his name?
Man, I don't know. Why are you putting me on the spot?
that's incredible. Okay, yeah.
I'm not good at
it starts, oh, crap. It's not Paul.
Pull it up. Is he your friend on Facebook?
Maybe.
He used to be one of the singers for Batwings for Lab Rats. What the heck is his name? If you're listening, call in.
I don't remember. Yeah, but he's in the Cobra Effect. That's his new band. And then, of course, Soul Haven with Sal Gomez and Luke DuBois, right? That's going to be an awesome show.
Jess Lazarus, Sal Gomez.
Yeah. Hey, what's your next? Oh, you know what? Let's get this out of the way. Lock up your kids. Parental discretion, blah, blah, blah. This is for mature audiences, and you can do it, but you shouldn't.
This show is for maturity.
This show
maybe not even that, but if you're over 18, it's cool.
This show is for maturity. That's right.
Yeah, it's for maturity.
What's your show sponsored by?
My show is sponsored by Margaritas and Marijuana.
I got chocolate milk and marijuana.
Chocolate milk. Of course, you got the strawberry miracle chocolate going on.
Right.
So interesting things happened this week. I am quitting smoking. Ben let me borrow his little vaporizer cigarette thing, and it's really working very well for me. I have to
get that from my last man in AC Makes, by the way, who are out in Washington State and Oregon. I saw that they put this picture there out in Portland, so they're having fun.
Oh, they're in Portland?
Yeah.
Still? I thought they were on their way back home.
I don't know. Maybe, but they put the picture the other day waking up in Portland, and I was like, Joe.
Yeah, that was like 3 days ago. I think they're coming home.
We might be on their way home. Anyway, I got that.
Anyway, that's where you got it from.
It's called an e-cig. And it vapes, and you put vape juice in it, and you smoke that instead of a cigarette. And he sells them and makes cool glass tips for them. And I think Alina makes the juice even now.
Yeah, they do make the juice. I'm curious of what the juice is. Now, you know, I gave up tobacco, and now I'm puffing on this thing. I'm not really inhaling that much of it, but I'm just curious of what makes the vapor. What makes that mist? Is it like genetically modified corn syrup and like flavoring? Water, or I mean, is it worse than tobacco? Should I just go back to smoking cigarettes?
Probably. No, it's I don't know. Let's find out.
Google search. Why don't you play some music while we're Googling searching?
I don't have like because I don't have like an easy wiki thing for kind of seeing like tea leaf extract, chamomile citrus extract. Let's play some music.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, you know what? Hold on, we got a call. That's what I get for going off of the switchboard.
Oh my God, I'm unmuted. What is going on? C fucking T, live in the mix. I'm chilling in Flint, Michigan, Sherman's Lounge. I fucking got here safely. Mary, Ben, so good to hear your voices from afar.
Hello, Corey.
Corey, very good.
Uh-oh. Well, what's up? Is that fucking Greg in the background?
I don't know.
Well, thank you. Dude,
like
it is so fucking cold in this goddamn place. You know, I'm going to start calling it a country because, like, I was in Indiana and it was nice, and then I come here like 5 hours and it's just shitty. I think this is Canada. Michigan is Canada. We need to talk to our Congress. Michigan is forever known as part of Canada.
Yeah,
fuck.
Damn. You're gonna have to
we had snow yesterday.
What? Oh, shit, I heard. I heard Colorado got like 24 inches. I wish I could have gotten there to do some last-minute snowboarding at Wolf Creek, but...
You know, it sort of got Mary's making that up. I didn't feel like it... No, it was like it was kind of overcast.
It snowed. There was snow on my windshield this morning. Okay, it wasn't much. Enough to make a snowball, right?
That doesn't count. Like, when I say there's snow, I'm like, I got to dig myself out. No.
Yeah, because you're Midwestern.
Yeah,
we're
for sure.
We're in the desert out here. We don't have
I had some corn today, some mashed potatoes.
You're South.
Did you have some corn? We were talking about corn.
I had ham, corn, and mashed potatoes, and no gravy. No pussy.
Oh, my God. And no pussy yet. I've had ham, mashed potatoes, and corn. By the way, mine is sponsored by absolutely no sleep photography at Sherman's Lounge. This girl's been buying me drinks all night, and we're gonna go to another bar too. We're gonna go hit up Bourbon Street. So I heard there was rumor about playing some music, Ben.
There was a rumor about that. How about let's play this music from North Carolina, this girl called Crystal Bright in the Silver Hands. How about that?
All right, that sounds good to me, and I'll be checking in soon, obviously. Love you guys.
magnetic. The flows are athletic. Dimensions are effective with the static of kinetic. His power, fast pressure, and mass beyond measure. You can place him wherever he. Magnetic, the flows are athletic. Dimensions are effective with the static of kinetic. His power, fast pressure, and mass beyond measure. You can place him wherever he best stop. Magnetic, the flows are athletic. Dimensions are effective with the static of kinetic. His power, fast pressure, and mass beyond measure. You can place him wherever he best stop.
Thank you very kind.
Magnetic, the flows are athletic. Dimensions are effective with the static of kinetic. His power, fast pressure, and mass beyond measure. You can place him wherever he best stop. Forever the fresh. The author and associate, the proud to present. Am Jeff the Black, fantastic, raw, dynamic, true, ecstatic, ghetto, outstanding, classic, active, every place to have the skill, promo passion, raise your red lantern, stands as an answer, based on expansion, advantage, point in the past, present, and after, rapture, mantra, ceremonial master, craft of the mastermind who craft masters, master and vibrant from Brooklyn Island, legendary asylum, black star shining, Bedford, divers, sinners, and strivers, flatfoot, blazing like a book of the prophet, and it's awesome, remarkable artwork, and God is an author. The black on the altar, we right on target. Already steady, responsive. A black light bright in the darkness. Gorgeous, a fantastic father. Good morning, yes. You were rocking with the best. You were rocking with the fresh. You were rocking with the depth, with the kids. Ha. Yeah, right now on it, always. So shocking, never stop. I always keep the beat of rocking. Ha. Yeah. All I need is you know you can't stop my goal. You can't stop my goal. Born to be who I am.
Been born to be who I am.
Bright life from a distant star.
Bright life from a distant star.
Miracles answer prayers.
Miracles answer prayers.
All in together now. You can't stop my goal. I've been born to be what I am. A bright light from a distant star. Miracles and answered prayers. You can't stop my soul. I've been born to be what I am. Most light from a distant star. Miracles and answers. Pray. Yeah. Yeah. Right now on it. Always. So stuck and never stop. I always keep them beating pop. Ha. Yeah.
Static rhythm or boogeyman production.
Don't stop the rock, don't stop the rock, don't stop the rock, don't stop the rock, you hear the people say,
don't stop.
Don't stop the rock, don't stop the rock, don't stop the rock, don't stop the rock, you hear the people say,
don't stop.
You can't stop my goal. I've been born to be what I am.
Stop trying life from a distance.
Don't stop the rock.
Okay, so y'all know how to like intros and shit, right? Okay, drop a load on them.
Woo!
Rastafari, son of motherfucker. Hey, yo, so crazy. I'ma go in on this one. Check it. Hey, yo, they call me Task One, and here comes a two and a three and four. Imitators riding on my dick is like a whore. It tickles every single time I open up the door. You see, I bring new product, I can't take it anymore. I go hard up, falling like a
guys, I know that I got worldwide appeal. Gone writing freestyling, dog, I got a steal. The heart is what we call it, so I do not got a deal. Never fall short of hardcore, weapons are concealed. And I know that I really should be writing more trap. And I know I shouldn't complain about life in my rap. And I know I shouldn't say words like bitch ass and nigga. But someone told these rappers I'm being bitch ass niggas. My click stack figures, I know I'm greater, but I'm barely in the local paper without feeling like I owe a favor. It doesn't matter, I refuse to be another rapper who will change the subject matter to go up the public ladder. I'm coming faster just to teach these dudes a lesson. Who claim rap's a true profession, judging success by the shoe collection. So who's the best when all the rest are hit and miss? We can battle on the toilet and I still wouldn't give a shit.
I'm a product of the street. And it's me.
You and me ain't on the same team.
And it's me.
I'm a street shark in the mainstream. And I swim against the current. So I do what I do and y'all just do whatever's current.
I'm a product of the street. And it's me.
You and me ain't on the same team.
And it's me.
I'm a street shark in the mainstream. And I swim against the current. So I do what I do and y'all just do whatever's current. I'm the best at spitting. Guess I'm gifted, blessed with intellect and skill. Never have to use sex appeal to get a record deal. Mean flows lingo in the digital martyrs. Taking over with the will of a Spartan. And my best friend heard invisible over my house. Said his government on some tracks. I'm like I'm coming from the south.
Like I'm coming from the south.
I want to punch him in his mouth on west side till I die, nigga. How you gonna die? Son, I'm about my grind and hustle and it's time to show and prove. I'm a lover and a fighter and that flow and I can't lose. It's my time, it's my gear, it's my moment and my youth. I go hard on every track. I got porno in the booth. And they know that I'm the truth, but I don't understand it in this softball game that's so underhanded.
Damn.
I love it, but some days it's killing me. So I always go off like I'm paying utility.
Cause I'm a product of the street. And it's me.
You and me ain't on the same team.
And it's me.
I'm a street shark in the mainstream. And I swim against the current. So I do what I do and y'all just do whatever's current.
Cause I'm a product of the street. And it's me.
You and me ain't on the same team.
And it's me.
I'm a street shark in the mainstream. And I swim against the current. So I do what I do and y'all just do whatever's current.
That was Task One out of Sacramento, California. And out of all of the people we've come across since we started doing this radio show, I gotta say, this guy impresses the hell out of me. I got four of his CDs, and I drive around and I listen to him a lot. So for our 10th episode, I picked out a handful of Task One songs that I really like, and they're going to be all the same throughout the night. And then I think he's actually going to give us a call later. He had a concert he was doing in California. It was an early show. He was going to give us a call when he got done with that. We've got a call. Let's see who's calling in. New caller.
What's going on, people?
Hey, it's V-Wad. How you doing? See, we played, okay, we had, we played the Danger Doom song last week with Meatwad and Master Chief.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that last week, for sure. I heard that. I heard that all day.
That was a great track, man. I think
My GPS is making all kinds of noise. I'm in a currently heading to a female's house.
Oh, my God, Smeagol, do you know how to use GPS? That is so great for you.
Well, what kind of...
Meatwad is pretty smart, just
you're
so you
know. Hold on a second.
Your GPS is driving us nuts.
Okay, yeah.
Hold on. You know what? Meanwhile, yeah. do you have cool voices you can download for your GPS?
Cool voices?
Yeah, who's your GPS?
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, I got those what's his name? Saddam or whatever, Saddaman, whatever. Yeah, it comes up under Dr. Netmail.
Nice. You know, we got another call. I'm gonna bring them in too. 810. Who we got here?
Right, where the hell are we at? Hey, are you going to somebody else?
Yeah, who's on the line? Oh,
yeah,
wait, that's
gonna go. I'll
CT,
call back in a bit.
CT.
Yo, what's going on? We're heading to Bourbon Street as we speak. It's another bar in Flint, Michigan. Just going around, making the rounds, saying hi to everybody, making sure they like my Facebook page and the Occupy Underground Facebook page. Just
nice.
Spreading the word, man. In a brand new city, Occupy Underground Radio is expanding for sure.
Freaking awesome.
Hey, I'll call you guys right back, okay?
All right,
call us
back.
Okay,
bye, back.
Okay. So what has everyone been up to since I was gone?
Like a few minutes ago, we listened to a couple songs.
Cool. That's nice. What did you guys listen to?
We listened to we started out with Crystal Bright and the Silver Hands, and she's out of North Carolina. And you can find her and everybody else that we play on Reverb Nation and Facebook. And then we did a little Most Def, and then we finished that shit off with Task One.
Yeah, Task One for sure. It's he's a really really cool guy. I like all of his Facebook posts. He's always he's really heavy into Star Wars and kind of a geek too, like me. So it's kind of cool, you know, to see another rapper that's just completely, you know what I mean, into comic books and Nintendo
right.
games. You know what I mean? Into those odd little things that, you know, used to get beat up for, and now it's kind of like the cool thing
not
to
cool.
do.
It's funny when I think back, like I always had a lot of respect for Anthrax for doing the same thing. In the metal scene, you know, which was dominated by hostility and anger, they're making songs about comic books that they like, you know, whole Among the Living's about The Stand, and, you know, the I Am the Law is about Judge Dredd, and there was the Misery Love Company song about the other, because that other Stephen King book, Misery, you know, there. And they, hell, they did a lot of songs. There's another one that Skeletons in Your Closet was about apt people, another Stephen King, like, short story. They were all about just, like, just writing about what they liked, and I like that. That's what art should be, you know.
It is. Art is truly an expression of yourself, and the more that I get into it with photography and making music, and the more it's just really expressing yourself, you know what I mean? So make it unique. If you're a nerd that watches Battlestar Galactica with your roommate till like 4 in the morning, then that's what you do. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, write a rap about that shit. Me and Ben chilling at fucking in the house just like, you want to watch another one? Like, yeah, I want to watch another one.
Yeah. Have you watched that episode of Portlandia I told you about, episode 2, season 2?
Oh, you guys have missed me. This is cute. This is a bromance.
No, I'm telling you. This
is a bromance.
That was totally us, man. We're really going to watch another episode. Oh, shit. I just lost myself. Let's watch another season, you know?
Oh, just a second. I'm getting another caller. I have two phones on me. I feel special. So I'm gonna calm down for just a second, and I'm going to answer this.
Okay. Hello? Okay, that sounds cool. He totally just, I thought, you know, what
okay,
else
so do we
story?
Still have Smeagles on the line, Ben?
Do you know what the
Red Baron is? Meatwad. That's fucking Meatwad. And, okay, do you remember
last week we
played the Aqua Teen Hunger Force song by Danger Doom? And Danger Doom is a combination of, Corey,
oh,
can you
mute Corey?
Caller, can
you
should
mute Corey.
For a minute.
Yeah, mute him because we can't hear each other.
Totally.
No, I mean, not to be malicious, just so that we can like hear each other.
No, it's Danger Mouse and MF Doom teamed up together and made this album a long time ago, and I keep thinking that they should make another one, you know. So I played a song off that album last week, and it was a song that they did with Master Shake and Meatwad there from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And I don't know why Frylock wasn't on it. I was going to ask him that. I hope he called back. But, I was really surprised to hear from him earlier in the week, but he apparently listened to our show, and he heard us play that song, and he called me and was like, dude, you played that song. It's fucking awesome.
Nice.
I'm going to unmute Corey for a second and see if he's being quiet yet.
Unmuted. I love that voice. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, you're unmuted. You are allowed to talk now.
I know.
You
like
get me for
well,
making
talk.
I'm like, all right,
unmuted.
Cool.
Unmuted. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's the eye of the beholder, because sometimes she sounds
unmuted.
Really pretentious, and then other times I think she's hitting on.
Right? Yeah. Sometimes you do feel that, like, whoa, calm down, Skynet. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Buy me a drink first.
Buy me a drink first.
I don't want to catch a virus, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. I'm not up to date on all my virus protection.
Totally. Well, what do
Baby
you think,
G for free.
Let's play a little more music.
All right. I'll give you guys a call back from Wooden Keg. We have made an amendum. We are no longer going to Bourbon Street. We are going to Wooden Keg, so that's where I'll be calling from.
You're doing a pub crawl, which is good. So you're going to call us and stop at all of these places. Just do like a little a little get ready for Paul's thing out in San Francisco. Go into all of these places, stand up, read a little poem or lyrics from a song or something.
He's like, oh,
or you bail out the door and head to the next
one.
Yeah,
actually,
we need
to have a theme song.
They have open mic night at Sherman's Lounge. They have open mic night, and I ended up going there and just doing a little freestyle there, trying to get my name out, taking some photos and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm definitely on a
podcast.
Okay,
dude, I recited an Old Dirty Bastard song and got a huge boost.
For one more time? I didn't hear you, sir.
I said I recited an Old Dirty Bastard song and got a huge plus.
Oh, yeah, on the Bud Smith show?
No, that was on Brian's show.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow, man, that's ill. For sure. Just keep doing what you're doing. You know, you're definitely an amazing writer. You freak.
Okay, let's start off with this girl. Her name is Rebecca Hell, and she's from here in Albuquerque. And I like this song because these bitches, they can bite me. I agree with that totally. Let's check her shit out.
Go.
Caring what they say, don't test me, respect me, or it's gonna be a bad day. You ain't gotta like me, but my hustle's something you can't take. I'm the queen, y'all praising me. Got the throne, got the crown like royalty. Too sick, too grimy for the industry. You loved me, now you hate on me. I don't fuck with nobody like abstinence. Talk all you want, cause soon enough you'll get carried away in an ambulance. Fake ass, see them left and right, biting, trying to steal my swag. I'm hating, it feeds my ego, yes I love that. Remember, you'll always be compared to that one bitch, Rab. You can't escape that. All these bitches bite me, them dudes wanna wipe me. They love Rab to kill, cause I do it up so nicely. Bitches always bite me, fight me, fight me. Bitches, they don't like me, like me, like me. So watch you smoke that weed up, indica sativa.
Yeah. sun fell down. You kept it going.
Had to say it. I couldn't help it. This song brought it out. You're just a fucking asshole.
Okay, no, see, I spent a lot of time like looking through different bands trying to find good music, and then sometimes you come across something like this, and you're just like, okay, I don't know if this qualifies as good, but it definitely qualifies as worth letting people know about, you know. That's the Time Bomb, and they're at New York. And we started that one off again with Rizakel. She says, bitches. Yeah, bitches, they
bite
can
me,
bite me. Rezakel.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Rezakel. And she seems cool. I was looking at her page. She's here in Albuquerque. I think we should try to get a hold of her and see if maybe she wants to give us some more music and come on the show. And maybe even go on the show and just like some rip and rap freestyle. Maybe that would be cool because, you know, it's
that
always good to have
awesome.
a girl in the mix and their freestyle. And I don't know if Nick would be down for that. I'm just like inviting people to be hosts on his show.
You are totally inviting people. Remember, we're being recorded right now. Broadcasting along the way. All right. So is Corey still on the line? Where's Corey?
Yeah, where's Corey?
This is Corey's mother. How you all doing today?
Corey's mom. Hello.
Yeah, Corey's mom. My name is Terry. I'm in Flint, Michigan with my son. Hopping or hopping tonight.
That's out far hopping. What's your what are you drinking, Terry?
Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke, is that your drink?
Good choice.
Yeah, that's what I drink. I like to date Jack. He don't talk back.
You don't talk back. That kind of like, I like rum.
Oh, it's a good date. It's always a good date.
Date.
I have a lot of fun on Jack and Coke.
Jack.
Yeah, give some shots every now and then.
Yeah, yeah, I like that too.
So are you guys in Canada?
Are we
No, they're Flint. Corey was saying it was so cold that you guys should be a part of Canada, not the United States.
Right. Yeah, it's cold here today.
Dinner was
asking
if you're in Canada.
Are you guys like going
you see
from,
Canada from Detroit?
Do you have a sled and some dogs, and you go mush, and they take you from bar to bar?
What's that? I'm sorry.
I asked if you guys are going from bar to bar. Are you using sled dogs to get there?
No.
Yeah.
Not at
all. That would be cool. That would be so
Do you have the shoes that have the tennis rackets on the bottom?
I'm the designated driver. I'm the designated driver.
But you're drinking Jack and Coke. Okay. Fair enough.
Right. Well, here's the point.
No, just pace yourself.
All right.
No, don't do that. Do you guys have safe right there?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, guys? Did my mom pop on the show for a minute?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, dude, we got to get your parents on the show. They're probably always in bed, though, by the time the show is going on.
Yeah, they're totally in bed right now. They are.
Yeah. We should get some little audio snippets of them saying how much they love you.
That's right.
We should do a documentary, the story of Benjamin Pogue.
Yeah, that would be... Because we'd have to go all over to the places that
Oh, yeah, you're back. But you have to play.
It would definitely, you know, Ben Kenobi Pogue, it would definitely be like a trilogy at least, for sure.
For sure.
You would be him, like, self-sized as a little kid and everything. Like, he looked at the table the other night and he was sitting in the rocking chair and he was all short. Like a little kid. You have to play yourself.
A lot of our listeners might not know that I'm actually a leftover remnant of Cro-Magnon Man, and I've been alive for close to 100,000 years.
Oh, well, we both do so,
man. Oh, I
do. It's a lot of story to tell. Happy to be here. That's actually a book that I read.
So yeah, we got Task One on tonight, and let's chum him up a little bit more. What is it? Do you have anything he wants to talk about?
Task has he's got one album, the District 916, and then he's got three mixtape CDs that are free downloads off of either Reverb Nation or Bandcamp. I think it's Bandcamp. I don't remember which, but you just look them up on both because those are awesome. And I put those on a disc and I listen to those when I'm driving around a lot. And they're I picked a little smorgasbord to pass one to play tonight. So there's some off of every album if you stay around for the extra portion after the show where we'll play a little more, you know, then you'll get like some off of all four albums, but they're all four just really freaking good. And it's like, why is this guy not a huge star yet after already putting out like four CDs? You know what I mean, Corey?
Yeah, you know what, he is. He's definitely one of those rappers. Like I said, like when I first met him, JB Nimble, Citizen, and Vita Razzo, they were in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they just had this feel, like all together, they were just like, you know what I mean? Like, reminded me of Biggie a lot, Task One did, you know what I mean? Of course, you know, more modern day, a little less about the popping tags. And then there's JB Nimble. And he reminded me kind of like a little bit of like Eminem. I mean, we played him a few times, and he's coming to Albuquerque, I think, sometime in May, right?
15th, right?
May 15th. It's my birthday. It's May 15th. My birthday.
Yeah,
first Tiki Lounge.
Yeah, and we're talking about, and I want you to kind of help because I know you talked to him as well, but trying to get him on the Rips and Raps podcast. I want to say our sister show or our big brother show. I don't know how we'd classify it, but the Rips and Raps Radio Network.
We're there right in the child, I think.
Familia. Crazy cousin.
We might be the redheaded stepchild. Or I don't know, maybe Nick is the redheaded stepchild of infinite wisdom And
well, hey, guess what? I'm about to step into the wooden keg. The Bourbon Street was closed, but
that sounds like the type of like hobbit drinking hole that you would find back where I come from, Corey. The wooden keg. Go in there and ask if it comes in pints for me, will you?
Oh no, I've been here plenty of times. This is my my favorite bar. That and the Caboose, two of my favorite bars. Dude, drinks are cheap here. They have, like, Dollar Well specials and stuff like that. You can't help but drink, you know what I mean?
What was the name of the other one? Write It in the Caboose?
The Caboose, Wooden Keg, and then Sherman's Lounge. And every Thursday they do open mic night. And so a bunch of artists come here. And then there was this artist today, he was singing, and he's a district judge, you know what I mean? So that's kind of cool to see a district judge up here singing, you know what I mean, doing a little freestyle and stuff like that. Kind of cool. It was really interesting. Yeah, no, it is. And I think we're going to be working with them, and we're going to be broadcasting live a few nights from Sherman's Lounge as I continue to work business arrangements and schmooze people, if you will.
That sounds pretty cool, man. I wonder, you could probably get, like, a bunch of little videos to post on YouTube.
Yeah. In fact, the video on our channel, if you guys want to check it out, was me doing a video of Remedy Detroit, and they play
down
at Sherman's Lounge. So, yeah, check out our YouTube channel. And
I was watching that last night. That was pretty badass, Corey. Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was nice.
And now with this new camera, and I'm working on a couple new mounts, and got working with a broadcaster, so I think it's gonna be interesting. Big things, like I said, are happening and occupying the ground, and I'm glad
awesome.
That everyone listening could be a part of it for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Corey, and have fun with your drinking and get back to us.
I definitely will. I'll be checking in live from the Wooden Keg, Flint, Michigan. All right, you guys have a good one, and I'll call you in a little bit.
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Okay, so I'm going to use this little call out function again.
All right.
Ben is calling out. Ben is calling out. Ben is calling out on the call out feature right now.
How many rings do you think he'll answer?
I don't know. Four? I think, you know, it's almost cool when you give people voicemails.
I'm going to say four.
All
right, that's three. Know. He's not going to answer on this one. I didn't answer.
Yeah, I know. It's going to happen.
Or to open a message.
Yes.
There's a carpet repair guy. You need to come. You'll be there 8 in the morning.
Hi. You've reached 503-330-1739. You missed me. Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you just as soon as possible. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, we saw your ad on Craigslist there in the missed connection. That was totally... I was the guy sticking my penis through the hole in the wall. Are you there? Is this an answering machine?
You were there. That was you that answered my ad.
Yeah.
Did you also see the picture of you in the bunny suit?
Oh, that was my cousin.
With the goggles and the freaking thong wearing bunny ears. Is that you?
No, that was my cousin. But we look a lot alike.
Oh, so you just use your cousin's pictures? Why? You got like a weird mole on your face or something?
Sometimes. And I have the... He's got a rocking mole.
Oh, he does?
That's kind of spicy.
What about that mole?
That's kind
like
of spicy.
Billy Ray Cyrus and Joe Dirt. Oh, mm-hmm.
Is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back?
It is, actually. It is. I want to be right here. Because you know what? Jesus returned. Guess what? He is I and I am him. Yep. You didn't know that. Now you know.
Let's
have an epic battle now, because you just said you were Satan earlier, and I'm Jesus, so we're going to have an epic battle.
Did I say
ready?
That, really?
Yeah, you did. And you have swords, so we're going to have to film this.
And Tiger Hook once did that, and Double Broad. And have you seen the way they swing about?
The staff.
The force gives into them and compels me. It's quite smashing.
So, are we leaving a message still?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, hang up.
Okay. Hey, peace out. Should we say anything? You can call by a radio station. Let's pull the call. All right, there you go.
All right, good job. We got some music to play?
Yeah, okay. This is a band called...
I thought Mr. Furious was going to call in.
Oh, I think he probably will. I don't know. He was going to go see Django Unchained, which I didn't advocate, but I advised was available as a free pirated download online. I've seen it up there for well over a month. But he's going to go to the Dollar Theater and check that out with Alina. I think you're going to see
some nice date out. Night. Good
date
job, guys.
Night.
Date
good
night.
Good job, Nick. Curious. But, yeah. So, we did, we both saw Nick earlier tonight, and we saw Loki over there, too.
Yes, we did. And Rips and Raps is different now.
It is.
It's,
I was actually,
changed.
Me and Greg Schwartzman were both on there, along with a Keith Breckenridge, a comic, and he was pretty funny, and he's a local comic. And Albuquerque's got a good comic scene. I've already talked to...
They do.
I've talked to him. I've talked to Rusty Rutherford. I talked to... there was another girl that I met at the food truck, Sarah Kennedy. And, all three of them seem like really cool, friendly people, and it seems like this place could do for having a comedy club, you know, something other than just the improv one, you know. I don't know, but maybe we should try.
That'd be fun. I would like to try stand up.
Yeah, and then there was another MC on there, Cron Jeremy. He was pretty cool, but Loki was not there. And Loki's got his new album coming out, you know, and he's really busy.
Yeah,
with
that.
He's
got a lot to do.
He's got taking a hiatus from podcasting. I think the Battling for Lab Rats podcast, the one that me and Corey did, might be the last episode. Like dun, 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 you know. But
that was last week, right?
That today, and he hinted towards some, like a wrap up something. So I don't know. We might not get to the final frontier. But I kind of thought that would be cool, because like it went out and we were like the last. Not that it would be cool. But it went, never mind.
Okay, well, anywho, you know what, good luck, Loki, on your ventures and everything. I'm sure you'll, like, come and, like, do guest star stuff and, you know, freaking, it was awesome the part that you had getting Rips and Raps started, and, like, freaking good job, dude, and good luck in your future ventures.
Yeah, and I think that'll make Rips and Raps go in a whole different new direction, too, for everybody.
It will, it's awesome. I don't know. You know, there's always those turns in the roads, and like, you know, you kind of go through those in life where you have to make decisions or things happen, and you know, it always ends up, you know, being for the best.
Yogurt?
Are you eating yogurt?
No, I was just thinking about May the Schwartz be with you. So I said yogurt because I have.
What's the name of that sauce?
Attention deficit disorder. Attention distraction
deficit
syndrome.
It's ADHD.
I've got that one too. They said I had both. I was like, are you kidding me? People are just.
Dude, you have both? Did they like put you on lots of meds when you were a kid? Were you one of those kids that had like lots of meds?
Dude, you have no idea. I was fucking guinea pig. I went to like some big doctor, I don't remember his name, who had like written books, and they had like a waiting list for kids to get their kids to see him. He wanted to see me because somebody had forwarded my kids to him because mine was so weird. And I was so possessed by demons. I did.
Yeah.
I was exercising when I was 5 years old. I had the demons cast out of me.
Oh, so, my Lord, that didn't work.
True story. No, it didn't.
No,
utter
you
failure.
Were,
epic
you're
fail.
Like, all these people are acting crazy.
Epic
I can play.
All right, let's play a little music, all right?
Did your head spin?
No, nothing so cool. But I do believe that when I was born, I was projectile vomiting, tube, and my head might have been spinning on that occasion. My mom doesn't specify it on the head spinning, but I do know that I basically like came out of the vagina like spewing forth. That might be a little exaggerated.
Now play that funky music.
That's the image I want people to hold on to in their little noggin people that are listening. All like two of you. Love you.
I'll put 200 million.
All right, guys. Tell you from... there's a band called Radio Silence, and they're out of Boston, Massachusetts.
Chillin' with my boys ain't drinking double handed. Up in the spot with a cut and a lot, so I thought I'ma get down with Judy with a booty, so I get the phone number like I planned it. But man, this girl is fucking crazy, god damn it. Out here telling all my homeboys,
Reese is trying to smother me.
Bitch, I called you once, get the fuck out of here, stop trying to front on me. You're just mad cause I didn't want your ass up in my company, you ugly. I ain't even tripping up your ass, but it ended up pumping me. I was really chilling, but you know what's super villain, gonna give it to you whenever the shit is in the fingers. When I get up in the spot and confront you with the shit that we gon' see, you're gonna be in and up with the last laugh. Riding around the city with a bunch of MCs with an army, we're looking for the G.I. Ho. Sacramento, we can post in the shows, bring him out, cause we do it like G.I. flows. T.I.O. after the N.A. Put another N on the N, say. Nation army in this bitch, and we never gonna try to pretend. Play, leave your ass in the dust, I'm passing them up and I can't stand it. Y'all knew Freeze was gassing it up, but now I hear him screaming.
God damn it, we're trying to make history, but still it's just a mystery, like why did not land it? Oh, god damn it, they just making whack MCs vanish while saying number one on this planet. Oh, god damn it, coming with the sound that's so Atlantic. The people want more in it, which is granted. Oh, god damn it, the task one fattest MC, hearing Max Bungles and the loose cannon. Oh, god damn it.
I'm waking up in the middle of the night, can't sleep too fast to check the time. All that shit is gonna do is just fuck with my mind. I'm counting sheep for hours, feeling tired, then I close my eyes. And as I fall asleep, my clock alarm goes off the grind. God damn it, I love to stay in bed and chill at home. So I follow through, I call my boss, I work from my phone. I'm frontin' that I'm sick, when the truth is I'm just tired. Then my boss says, Max, one more time, you're fucking fired.
Fucking fired.
I'm fucking, what the hell, this job ain't even working. I'm homin' by myself, I think I'm in the mood for jerking. Instead I told this girl I dated to please my erection. She told me I was really sweet, but found that love connection.
God damn it,
the day has just begun and I can't stand it. I just wanna get drunk at the bar called Dash and Freeze the Planet. Off we goin' in the car was smoking on my trees. I get so smashed they leave without me. Where is Jasmine Free?
God damn it, we're trying to make history, but still it's just a mystery, like why did not land it? Oh god damn it, they just making whack MCs vanish while saying number one on this planet. Oh god damn it, coming with the sound that's so Atlantic. The people want more in it, which is granted. Oh god damn it, the task one fattest MC, here with Max Bundles and the loose cannon. Oh,
the One Nation facility, watching misery, we ordered some pizza delivery. It was me, I mean Jay Freeze, Max Bundles, and Mr. E. We were getting bored, so we decided to go hit the scene. Yep. Grabbed the Listerine and headed downtown to the distillery. Killing me softly here at this bar scene was the chick, her name was Hillary. I told her I was visiting, I thought Shorty was feeling me. Before I claimed victory, I heard,
where am I, chicken?
What the fuck? God damn it. Sitting to her right was her girlfriend who was a dyke, and they started getting romantic.
God damn it.
When I noticed all my friends were dancing on the dance floor, from the floor to the bar, from the bar to the car. Cash one got no draws while they were fucking with Chronic, cause I was stuck reading comic books.
Comic books.
And I could hardly look, but now when Marty Bush says hate is love, I understand it.
God damn it. We're trying to make history, but still it's just a mystery, like why did not land it? Oh god damn it. They just making whack MCs vanish while saying number one on this planet. Oh god damn it, coming with the sound that's so Atlantic. The people want more in it, which is granted. Oh god damn it, the task one fattest MC, here with Max Bundles and the loose cannon. Oh god damn it.
That was Nico Vega out of Los Angeles. And before that, we had a little tap one, and we started out with Radio Silence out of Boston. And then that was a new track there off of the brand spanking new Volbeat album. So I wanted to throw that one out there. And I totally forgot. See, last week we played like a brand spanking new track from Paramore off an album that hadn't even come out yet, and I didn't even mention that. I was just like, yeah, we put some Paramore. I was like, by the way, no, I didn't even miss. Yeah, okay. What'd you think, Mary?
So how's Rio Rancho?
Fantastic. It's a drive, but like it's really there's a really cool view out off the back porch, like. Because I've got like a patio that goes out over my head, and then an opening. I'm like, here's a little wall, there's a little cool little fountain. And so when you look out on the other side of it, it's just dead. There's not like any houses or anything there. Like, I got a view of where Sandy is, and then I can and like when it gets dark out, all the lights out, Albuquerque and everything look really freaking cool.
Oh yeah, I bet it's beautiful, dude. You get to see the stars really nice out there too.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean,
oh, nice.
Like,
yeah, I miss living out in the East Mountains.
Yeah.
So what else is going on? Like, do we have any other callers happening, or?
Totally. We do have another caller. Just like as you said, do we have any callers? Like,
I'm a psychic.
You are, and
I literally got paid for that. But anywho, yeah. Who's calling in?
I have absolutely no idea. All
right, let's see.
It's like an out of country area code, so it's kind of.
It's gonna be fun.
All right, good.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Is this the Occupy Underground Radio Show in America?
In America.
Hello.
Sorry. I was interested, which means I will see you again because I've seen you now for the first time. Welcome, this is Dr. Varen von Furter. I'm calling to talk to you about sexuality and the human body and how women really want to sleep with their parents. It's very weird.
Nice. Oh, yes.
I love penis. What?
Yes. Now, you're the female host, Mary Stockton. I believe you have what is called penis envy. You would like to have
penis
between your legs.
Do you think?
You would like a penis between your legs.
I don't think it's envy. It's not envy.
Yes,
well,
it would be
called envy.
I don't know.
Yes.
I guess we could have a therapy session with someone. We'd figure it out.
I have a penis hanging between my legs at any time. And
I don't envy
often,
his penis.
No, but you do envy, like there's oftentimes, most of the time, I think you wish that you had a penis down there. And not maybe not in the fashion that I have one that's kept in hanging, but in the
you know what,
that
dude,
I got a penis between my legs and you don't.
No, but I have a vagina,
and
it's soft.
It's a double-edged sword, Mary.
Oh, yeah, you're totally...
Huh?
It's a double-edged sword, Mary.
I like
really
vagina.
Is.
No, I like creating. I've given birth to 4 kids, and I did it with no drugs at home. So I enjoy being a woman the fullest time, my freaking womanlyhood. So that's
you
got to
start singing, damn, I feel like a woman.
Yeah. No, I don't mind. I don't think it's penis envy. I guess I'm a strong woman, and like a lot of men kind of see that as like, I don't know, maybe I have penis envy, but I don't. I am what I am.
Dr. Phil. Dr.
Zuckerberger? Dr. Von Furter, I'm sorry.
Dr.
I was currently attending to a patient.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
This is Dr. Franklin von Furter from Frankfurt, Germany. I am currently eating a Frankfurter and dealing with one of my many patients who at
have you ever been to the sausage factory there?
Oh, the Alpine Sausage Kitchen. Well,
yeah.
It's a very good place to get some sausage
good.
For your mouth. It's very hot and
I heard your sausages
that
are
good
the
juiciest,
pumpiest things that you can put in your mouth in the entire country. Is that true?
Yeah, many things in my country you can put in your mouth. I love Germany for this reason. There are beer there.
Let me talk it.
There are penises for penis envy.
Chocolate is good for penis envy?
Oh, my God.
It's the chocolate.
Go on, Ben.
What's going on?
I listen to Macklemore over in Germany. That's pretty cool.
So how's the weather in Germany, Dr. Frankenstein, Fritz Schnitzel, Fingernail?
Frankenstein Schnitzel? No, that is my very good friend, Dr. Frankenstein, Fritz Schnitzel. I am Dr. Franken von Furter. And
von
I'm a very different person than Frank Fritz von Schnitzel Frankenstein. In Germany, it is raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men in Germany right now.
To the rising. For the first time. Hey, what's all that?
There's a lot of stuff going on there in America.
We're at a party or something. We have a dolphin.
There's much chaos.
Yeah, that's Corey. Why don't you mute him? Oh, dude. Lehena.
I know.
He's playing her song, dude.
I probably thought that that was Dr. Kahar from Schneiderling doing it, listening to Macklemore over in Germany, and I was like, that's so fucking cool, because that guy's from Seattle, you know, and he hasn't really been huge all that long. He's just, you know, he was great, fantastic song. For sure.
It is. We had moments with that song. It was just, yeah. So,
well,
who's washing dishes? I don't know. It's the doc. So, what do you think, doctor? Doctor, are you there?
Indeed, I am very much. I am analyzing the conversation. Yes, I'm there.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I want your opinion on this South Korean, North Korean stuff going on with, you know, little Kim Jong-un.
Kim
Jong-un? He is what they call in the medical field a virgin. He has never attempted to mount a woman or a man, for instance, for sexual purposes.
It makes sense.
Something innately, he loves his mother. He must have penis envy. I mean, even this man has penis envy.
Everybody has penis envy.
Well, my name isn't Dr. Franklin von Furter. I stand by my reputation. Von Furter. Excuse me. I'm going to go to the Alpha and Sosa's kitchen now. I've had enough of your crazy radio show.
Yeah.
We'll call back and give us a final analysis.
Wait, what time is it over there in Germany?
They're 13 hours ahead.
There's been a struggle. Dr. von Furter has fallen in his laboratory. We'll have to call you back.
Okay.
He fell into a puddle of penises for the penis envy treatments.
All right.
He's being impaled in every
orifice. Because I heard recently that it's not actually supposed to be pronounced Germany. It's Germany.
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 I was in Berlin for 2 weeks.
Is it Germany?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Germany.
Germany. So cool.
They have some awesome museums in Germany. You know, because those guys, they go and, like, freaking take over and, like, take all everybody's shit. And so they had some really awesome museums. There was a museum in Berlin, and they had a piece of the stairway up to the gates of Babylon, like a piece of the gate of Babylon. I was like, oh, that is so freaking cool. And the whole museum's built around it because it's freaking massive. I was like sitting on the steps.
Now, Babylon was destroyed by aliens, right? And
yeah, it was kind of like the Atlas thing, you know, it's like the Anunnaki and all that. They were doing their, like, you know, experiments.
You mean the Anasazi, like the Indians, or the Anunnaki, like the race of aliens?
Yeah, like as in like Sanskrit, like writing and like, you know, Atom and.
Because the Sumerians, they interacted with this race of aliens for years, and they wrote and documented about it, and that's like history. But it's
some of the oldest writing found on the planet.
That we have, but because it doesn't really go along with our scheme of things, it's not like history. It's just like, oh, look at it. We're fancy.
It's not hidden history. It's hidden. That's hidden history.
Hidden history. Yeah, these aliens came here from the stars, and we know where they came from, and they pointed out like where their planet was in the galaxy, and they thought we have know.
Well, they have like in one of the writings, there's like actually the solar system as it is laid out now, and we can see it with the telescopes. Back then, we don't believe that they had the technology to be able to view the planets in that scope and it's that scale. So for that to be drawn on an old-ass writing, it just kind of proves something's not there. All right, so let's get off our ancient alien shit.
That they needed gold, you know, for the, to do something to
gold,
their atmosphere.
Yeah.
And they needed us
workers.
As a labor force to
and
get
some
it.
Of us are more pure in blood than others.
So there was a lot of interaction between humans and aliens way back then. But yeah, I guess we should totally play some music. Okay. This is
I think
a band
so.
Called Something Underground, and they are out of Denver, Colorado. Check them out.
Yeah. in the suicide lane like my car is going kamikaze. Drive my Chevy like a Maserati. With some fine breezes sitting in the back, sipping Calorazzi. Going down with my nigga Bossy. Shooting dice, nigga, no Yahtzee. Like a toll booth, you okay before you cross me. $1 million dream without the Ted DiBiase. And even if Mario been people from the posse, they still couldn't stop me. They treat me like a bill, nigga. Won't let it slow me down now because I will figure way to set a shot, stack show and make a mill bigger. Without selling out like Rocket Tommy Hill figure. And I'm still bigger than y'all fake cats. All you see is a dot at the end.
Yeah.
Fake cap.
Woo.
And we're now at the top. So all you ladies,
don't pick it up unless you drop it like it's hot.
Oh. I stay flowing. 6x9 blowing. Pull up to the Capitol garage. It's a 3-wheel motion. 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 The 3-wheel motion. Motion. Straight with coasting.
Oh.
I stay flowing. 6x9 blowing. Pull up to the press club spot. It's a 3-wheel motion. 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 The 3-wheel motion. Motion. Straight with coasting.
I go hard.
Tecate tipping, no bull like Scottie Pippin.
Where you find me?
Press club, bitch, I forgot to mention. I'm with your main thing and we probably dipping.
Say what?
Yeah, your boy is that real eye. Represent the nutty nigga, natty till I dizzy. A thin line between a bird and a plane and a skizzy. Bet I'm at flizzy. And touch down on the map like my name is Magellan. Run it like a felon. Hustle what you selling. Purple what you smelling. Muffle what you yelling. Hustle with the kid, get a knuckle to your melon.
You know me.
Turn your jaw into a glass one. Quick to pull a fast one. Lyrically, I will blast one. Turn the dopest first into your last one. Rhyming with the homie Task One.
It's a rap, son.
Woo! I stay flowing. 6x9 blowing. Pull up to the Capitol garage. It's a 3-wheel motion. 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 The 3-wheel motion. Motion. Straight west coasting.
Oh!
I stay flowing. 6x9 blowing. Pull up to the press club spot. It's a 3-wheel motion. 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 The 3-wheel motion. Motion. Straight west coasting.
Oh!
I stay flowing. 6x9 blowing. Pull up to the Capitol garage.
Hello.
Episode 10.
That's right.
Mary and Ben. Where's Corey?
I don't know. He's not in right now. He's at a loud location.
So that was from Task One, right?
That was from Task One. We started that out with something underground out of Denver. And we got some calls. I'm going to bring them in real quick. This one. Hello.
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 Yo.
I totally recognize that. And hold on, let's get one more. Oh, hold on, my computer's going all crazy. It's a stupid Windows 8.
Hi.
I'm not totally used to it. All right, here's it. Here we go. Dun, dun, dun. There we go. Ah, caller. I think everyone,
hello, caller.
Everyone's unmuted.
Hello,
hey,
sir.
What's up, yeah? What's up?
What's up? How's it going?
Hey, this is Brody Santangelo, the world's first broga instructor and longboard acoustic guitar player. This is
oh my gosh, dude, do you do all that at once? How many
That's
guitars
right.
have you
no,
been trying to longboard and play the acoustic guitar at once? This is quite the challenge. How do you prepare for this challenge every day?
Yeah, a lot of focus, yeah. A lot of focus in my, you know, like,
okay, hold on.
You know?
You know what? Let's bring I know Corey's back, and then we got one more caller too. Let's bring them both on. Okay, caller.
Thanks
caller.
For interrupting. I was curious.
Hello,
okay.
How's it doing?
Hey, how's it going?
It's doing great. Spiegel is happy.
Spiegel is happy. Now I know you've got a new album coming out with a Flock of Smeagles, right?
Yes, I do. Pretty spectacular, I've been telling you, man. We dropped some acid and some shit got crazy, but the music is so sick.
Dude, is that Meatwad?
That is Meatwad.
Yes.
Meatwad.
Meatwad from Aqua Teen Hunger Force calling live in the motherfucking, oh my God.
Touch your shit. Well, because we played his song last week. He was on with Danger Doom.
Yeah, I still listen
to
that.
Yeah, I heard him doing that last week. Yeah.
And Master Shake was in that song with you too, Meatwad. But I noticed that Frylock was not. What's going on with that?
This is Slither.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right. That was Meatwad called earlier. Sorry. We got stoned.
Actually,
we were going to do some proper interviews, but then we got...
I have a question for Schmeagle.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Schmeagle, how are you finding your life has improved or disimproved after the losing of Ring? Like, how do you feel about this? I want to know.
Well, essentially, I died, so, yeah. I'm dead.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter.
You're pretty bummed.
Well, you're calling us from the afterlife, so how's the afterlife?
So I hear a pianist in the background.
Yeah, that's Jason James. That's Clark Kent playing.
I hear a penis.
And then we've got Broger Man.
I hear a penis in the background.
Where's Broger Guy?
Clark. Pretty mad.
I didn't even know if I was unmuted, if I'm on the line. I don't even know what's going on right now.
You're here.
Bro, nobody knows what's going on. And
we're full of people. It's awesome. It's fucking awesome. We got Davis James. We've got Smeagol from Flock of Smeagols. We've got Mary Corey and I, of course, because we're always here because we're
dude
super
that was, like,
cool. And we got the
Broga
dude. Where is the Broga dude?
He's riding his longboard.
I don't know. Maybe
God.
Like,
God, just meditating. Yeah, listening, bruh.
Nice.
Dude, I love
nice.
It. I'm so on your level.
So I have
yeah.
breaking news for you guys. Do you want some breaking news?
Okay.
Oh, my God,
it's
going to be a father
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
I knew
this
it.
Just,
I knew
no,
baby.
No. This just in from the wooden keg, your boy CT might be into a three-way.
Nice. Is it going to be with your
it.
Mom? Is your
no,
mom gonna be there?
No, I'm not my video game, but I'm gonna be
nothing. Go Terry,
that would be so awkward, dude.
Yeah, like you and your mom and some hot chick. It's like, yeah, fucking high fiving.
No, my mom is not like a
high five.
My mom will be doing the filming. So check out our YouTube channel for CT Does a Threesome, and then my mom will be filming it. Shot live
okay.
in Flint, Michigan. So
that sounds awesome.
I've never had a threesome yeah. before. Any tips? Anyone out there? Anyone had a threesome before?
I have had a few.
Does it count when you use both hands?
Yeah,
it counts when you use both hands. Do high five on that one.
Then I've had a threesome a lot of times.
Yeah.
You're a switch hitter. That's unique.
Yeah. Smeagol's had some threesomes, it sounds like.
Oh, yes, it's very fun. We're going to have a good time.
Yes.
Yay.
I've had multiple threesomes, yes.
Well, you're my hero. I root for you every time I watch it. I know what's going to happen, and I still am like, damn it.
We thank you.
Now, Steve, your new album, you've got, I heard that Meatwad was going to be on your new album with you. Isn't that correct?
Yes. We decided to bring him on Master Shake.
Nice, but not Frylock. What's going on with that?
Frylock's a bitch.
He's a dick?
He's rich.
No, he's a
bitch. He's rich.
Oh, he's rich, right. And he's
no,
shooting lasers.
He's
laser,
got
right?
lots
bitch.
Of money. That's a problem.
Boo.
Thank you for
a
good
boo.
Lawyer.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
Well, I think you said he's a bitch, bro.
He's
a
got
bitch, bro.
Bitch.
Yes.
Yeah. No, Mary does that. Like, like, she tries to censor things that people say and then runs with it. I've noticed that on a few occasions, and it's fucking awesome. Oh, he's not a bitch. He's rich. He said he's rich. It's totally cool. Shh. You know, like, maybe
well,
your kids might listen to this one day.
Censorship for the youngins, you know. Yeah. I'm just like to see who's paying attention.
Because they have internet, you know, so they can easily go on and listen to your show. Our
don't
show. My, our show.
My
hello, Mary's children, for the time that you listen. I'm glad to know that you're listening. So is Nick and Mary.
We'll listen later on
yeah,
live.
That's right. Well, Nick would be if he was on the line. But I'm just throwing that out there, and everybody would be happy. Blah, 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 blah.
And la-da-da-dee-da-da. So, Smeagol, can I hear you say she rubs the lotion on the skin or else she gets the hose again?
That would be cool.
Rubs the lotion on the skin? Or what? That's what
or else she gets the hose again.
And that's what does the hose again.
Has Smeagol not seen that movie? Smeagol hasn't seen Silence of the Lambs. We should really, wow. Smeagol doesn't, do you have a, Smeagol's got a little beta VCR. I know this for a fact because I've been over to Smeagol's little hole and we smoked fucking opium
nice
together.
Smeagol's just got a nice hot tub.
He does.
He's got a great hot tub.
Smeagol does have a great hot tub.
That's very true. I do.
It's like a hot spring inside like a cave. It's a massive cave and it's bubbling, and it's kind of grimy to look at. But once you get in, you're like, oh, this feels good. It gets in places that
you
wouldn't
want
to
look.
Yeah, it's totally cool.
So, anything going on new with the Occupy Underground, James, Faceless James? Any kind of new project? Anything going on? What?
I do. I have a video that hopefully I'll finish tonight. That's why I haven't called in. I was kind of like in the zone, but I have a couple superheroes, at least two guys I like to think of as my heroes, Ben and Corey.
Oh,
that's
a
hero,
man.
It's
okay, I'm not holding.
I've been stockpiling footage of these two guys, and I've got some pretty interesting stuff that I put together for something for our fans so they can see how Corey and Ben are keeping our streets safe at night, basically. It's
that's right.
Cool.
And do you, yeah, you, but you're almost finished with it. That's perfect. That's cool. I want to check that out for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure, cool. Yeah, I'm sure the world wants to see it. That's awesome.
It'll be on the YouTube channel tonight or tomorrow.
Cool.
Hey, so I got to go over to the girl's house, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, thank you, Smeagol, and we want to hear a track off. We want you to maybe call in and play an acoustic song off.
I would like to hear you
sing
"If You Want My Body" and you think I'm sexy. Come on, baby, let me know. I want to hear you sing that. Come on, Smeagol, Rod Stewart, channel him right now.
Alright, thank you. Talk to you later, Smeagol. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Have a good
Occupy.
Night.
Have a good night, Smeagols.
Occupy Smeagol's underpants.
I want him to go totally crazy and be Gollum for a minute. I mean, yeah, he should be all cute.
No,
Gollum.
Right. That happened when I was hanging out over there one time. It might not be good.
I don't know. I like him when he goes all Gollum.
It gives
you a different vibe.
Well, you know, if he calls in enough, it's bound to happen. Because we hang out with some really interesting folks, you know, and if they all start calling in here, it'd be, you know, pretty cool. Because, you know, Gollum, meet one, you know. We've got some good friends.
I did not find a number to call.
We got time
to
play like a what?
Do we have time to call anyone or no?
We could, as opposed
to
playing
music.
Yeah,
I didn't do my research. I apologize.
Hmm.
I'll have numbers to call next week.
Right. Well, then.
Call KO.
Call KO.
Play some music and call KO.
All right, we'll play like one song, maybe two.
Ben, thank you for this e-cig. I just have to tell you that like I'm digging this vaping thing. I just really want to know what's in it. If it's worse for you than tobacco.
No, it was
It's vegetable glycerin flavoring and water.
And yeah,
and nicotine.
Basically, and or sometimes it's made with what was it? Prop or something? It's made with propanol.
Which you don't want because that's more of an artificial, more processed one.
Prophylactics.
It's made with
prophylactics.
For sure.
You got some prophylactics. Yeah.
It's like
my son
condom.
Is in fifth grade, and they're doing sex ed classes. Okay, so this whole week he's been doing sex ed classes. So he comes home every day and talks about the class that he had that day. And today his class was from girl to woman. So he had to sit and listen to from little girl to menopause and the whole woman thing. And they've been learning about condoms and proper words. And yeah, no, it's been interesting. He's like, Mom, so what's that other word for that? Your nut sack? And I was like, scrotum?
Scrotum.
Like, yeah, that's it. I'm like, wow, this is just weird. I'm like having this conversation with my kid, and he keeps on using penis and things. And he's like talking about how the teacher had to draw a diagram on the board. And he's told us that he knew it would be hard for us not to laugh, but I couldn't stop laughing myself because he used the word hard and he didn't understand why. But I was like, Mom, thank God. Anywho, yeah. It's been interesting. Kids are getting big.
All right, so the teacher's trying erect penises on the board is what I got from that.
It was a diagram of the scrotum and the penis. And they got to see, you know, the vulva and the labia and, they got to see all the pictures of that stuff, too. But he's just like, he's trying to be like, and I keep on remembering the Beavis and Butthead episode, when they have to do the sex ed class.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that episode? And
now,
he's remembering it. Huh?
What happened to that show? I mean, because they brought it back.
They brought it back, but...
And it sucked, right? And then...
Yeah, it wasn't that great. We have, the first few episodes, seasons on VHS we watch.
I think we appreciate the old ones still because of their classic nature and how humorous they were when we were younger. But the truth is, we as people have changed to the point where maybe Beavis and Butthead can't just come at us the way being what they used to be, you know?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the humor that my daughter is getting in 7th grade is the humor I would have gotten when I was a freshman. And it's not because I was a goody-goody or anything like that. It's just, it's different generational. And, they're understanding, more humor, adult humor, sexual-based or whatever, at a younger age because it's more in their face. Because they have their little symptoms and blah, blah, and this and that. So it's
blah,
interesting.
Blah.
Them babies are growing up too quick. But, if 100 years ago, they would have been married off as soon as they could have, breed, That's just kind of how it was. So we'll figure it out. One day.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Oh, Lord Jesus, there's a fire.
I'm drinking this Hawaiian Punch. I've migrated from chocolate milk to Hawaiian Punch. I'm still smoking weed.
Okay, I'm smoking this vaporizer, and I migrated from one margarita to a Sam Adams Summer Harvest whatever special brew, and that's what I'm drinking.
I like Sam Adams. I'm not a big beer person, but I really do. I like their variety packs, too, and I used to have a collection of beer bottles, and it was, mainly Sam Adams. I had set out to try, all of their different ones. I even paid money off the internet to get, some special ones. I got their Triple Bock, which was really good. I had the Chocolate Bock, which was good. The Triple Bock, I don't know, they were more like cognac-y than, beer-drinking Guzzlin beers, but they were cool. They had a blackberry or blueberry one that I tried not too long ago.
We should be saying names of shit, right? This show is not brought to you by or is affiliated in any special way or form. This is what I'm drinking, and please don't let your children listen to. Listener discretion is advised. Have a great day. Episode 10, Occupy Underground Radio.
Motherfuck at that, man. The truth is, don't coddle yourself. Okay, yeah, okay. But listener discretion is advised. For your ear holes, but still.
He rubs the lotion on his skin, or else he gets the hose again.
Put on totally. Your prophylactics.
Ear rubbers, condoms.
Condoms.
Ear condoms.
Hard.
So okay, look, we've got about a little over 6 minutes left in the live broadcast, and that's not really enough time to go to music. But I was thinking that maybe Faithless James would feel like playing us a song.
Huh. I suppose.
How do you feel about that?
Only if you guys don't mind the worst sounding piano on earth. This thing is doing bad.
You need to have it tuned.
We need to get a piano tuner over there. Why don't you know how to tune your own shit, dude? Do you not know how to tune your own piano?
I suppose I could, but I don't have the tools, really. I don't want to mess it up. And I have a broken hammer that's going to require some extra maintenance and a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I just realized something.
What? God dang, Ben, what'd you do?
Well, it disconnected. I was signed in as as through Skype, and then it decided at a random point during a song, luckily, to disconnect me as the host. So there's no host. We're all called in as guests right now, so there's not going to be an after show. I have, a bunch more Task One songs to play. You know what? Oh, well, that's just how it goes. At the end of the show, in 5 minutes, we're going to be done. Okay, so take it away, Faithless.
A quick update on Emily Vosper's project. I ran into her at Winning's Coffee House.
Nice.
With her hair all chopped off. She has super short hair now. Looks totally different. And I just asked her about the progress she's making. And she says she's very confident and she's really loving the progress. The website's not up, but it will be, and we'll be the first people she informed. I told her that she officially has two groupies, and we're waiting anxiously for the tour and for the
That's right.
Awesome.
Progress.
Yeah.
So, but she's making progress, and she's really happy with how it's going. So it's still in the works.
I'm really excited to check it out because so ambiguous, in the explanations of it. It's she can try to explain it the best she can, but it's until you get in there, you're not going to catch your vision.
Because it's not something that words explain. It's using all your senses.
Totally.
You can't just use words to feed that, freaking vibe. So, yeah. No, it's understandable.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Exactly. All right. I'm bringing Corey back on. James is going to play us a song.
Hey,
he's got
guys,
3 minutes.
How's it going?
Pretty good, Corey, James.
I think I blew the threesome, but I think it might be on for another time. We'll see.
All right, well,
continues.
Good luck, dude. High five.
Oh, blew it.
High five.
So,
I totally blew
it. Works out for you. We're protecting.
Yeah, you know
we're
what? If it doesn't work out, it happens. Mary, how are you doing over there?
Who?
You, Mary. How are you doing?
Oh, how am I doing? I'm doing well. Very well.
I miss you, lady.
I miss you, too. But a good week, Corey. I quit smoking. Well, I'm not smoking right now.
Congratulations. I'm getting ready to quit smoking myself.
Yeah, no, I like
So, hey, I wanted to say thank you for the cake. That was really cool what you guys did.
You're welcome. It was mean to be. We had a going away party for Corey last Friday night, and we had cake and jungle juice, and we all had a great time. We jammed out, and there was acoustic guitar playing, and sing-alongs, and kumbaya moments, and it was a good send-off, right?
Yeah, you know what? It definitely was enjoyable, and thanks to everyone who came out. Let's see, there was Chris Chavez, Colleen from Good Green, Benjamin, of course, Mary, Nick Fury, Grace, K.O. didn't get to stop by for sadly, but Epic, his girl Sabrina, it was really good time. I miss the fuck out of all of you, for sure.
There was a lot of us, and it was a lot of fun.
So
you got audio
and
Dion
Carson also came up in the mix.
There'll be some audio mixes I'm going to be looking forward to hearing out of all that night.
Did you end up hearing? Have you heard my song?
Fuck.
Which song?
What? Yeah, let's let's just stop the piano, because when you were going to play and we were going to listen, that sounded great, but when everybody started talking on top of it, it sounded like crap anyway, so. We brought Corey back on, like, right as you started playing it. I guess you didn't catch me say we're going to listen to James play.
No, I didn't. Sorry. We're learning, and earlier I was unmuted while I was in a club, so we're learning. So for those of you who are listening, just grow with us. You know, we'll get better. We've gotten better. We watched our first show.
Grow with us.
Is there audio, Corey? Is there audio of the show?
Grow like nipples in a cold wind.
Right? What's that? One more time.
There is audio from last Friday night from your going away party. Are you going to be posting any of that?
I don't know if there's audio. There's definitely pictures, and I'm going to put it in a slideshow kind of like I did for Jimmy Jupiter from Low Spirits. So I'm going to put a bunch of photos, and I've got some more documentary footage that I'm working with. So I'm going to be
in
the lab this weekend.
All right, hold on. We're at the very end here, guys. So thanks to everybody who called in. We had Meat Water earlier in the show, and we had Dr. Franken von Tuchen Hargen Largen Dargen, and we had the guy from the broker shop. We had Schneegle from Flock of Schneegles. We had Faithless James. We had a lot of freaking callers, man. That's a pretty good show, and we played a lot of music.
Hell yeah.
There's not going to be an after show tonight because there's no connected host, but here we go, 8765, blah, blah, blah.
Good night.